President's new take on guns.
We have very, very strong background checks right now.
American Jews who vote for Democrats.
It shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
Police acting on a tip.
A possible national tragedy was avoided.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Right after the mass shootings just over 2 weeks ago, President Trump indicated there was tremendous support for action amid calls for the Senate to act on expanded background checks for gun buys. Now, has a phone call from the National Rifle Association changed all that? White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
After another call with NRA Chief Wayne LaPierre, one of a series they've had since the El Paso and Dayton shootings, the president refused to be pinned down on exactly what he wants to see in the way of expanded background checks.
We have very, very strong background checks right now, but we have sort of missing areas and areas that don't complete the whole circle.
In the Oval Office yesterday, the president was asked to respond to this emotional display by Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
She said, "I'm her dream manifested. I am her free bird."
Tlaib was granted, but she refused humanitarian permission to visit her grandmother in the West Bank, despite a ban on entering Israel for her support of a boycott.
She starts with tears.
The president said he doesn't buy Tlaib's story, asserting that she and fellow Democrat Ilhan Omar were intent on running a propaganda tour while in Israel. And he questioned why Jews would ever side with their party.
Any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
The president also gave a staunch defense of his trade war with China amid worries it might spark a slowdown. Here's my colleague Ben Tracy.
The president says he's not worried about a recession, even as his administration is trying to figure out ways to prevent one. Options include a payroll tax cut that would benefit most workers, or a cut to capital gains taxes, which would mainly help wealthy investors.
We have more people working today than we've ever had before in the history of our country.
J.P. Morgan says the president's tariffs on Chinese goods, now costing the average American household $600 per year, could jump to $1,000 by the end of the year.
This is something that had to be done.
The president was defensive when asked about the impact.
We have to solve the problem with China. Obama should have done it. Bush should have done it. Clinton should have done it. They all should have done it. Nobody did it. I'm doing it.
Democrats now see an opening to attack the president on one of his signature issues.
Donald Trump inherited a growing economy from the Obama-Biden administration, just like he inherited everything in his life.
I'm Vicki Barker. Next month's presidential trip to Denmark is off. Mr. Trump tweeting the news after Denmark's prime minister rebuffed his offer to buy the territory of Greenland, calling the notion an absurd discussion. Now a former Danish foreign minister is accusing the president of, his words, throwing a hissy fit. Officially, though, a spokesman for the Danish royal household merely calls news of the cancellation a surprise.
The White House is expected to reveal a plan to allow border officials to detain migrants with children with no time limit. Currently, kids have to be released with their families within 20 days. The policy is likely to be challenged in court. In the 2 weeks since the shootings in Dayton and El Paso, police have acted on threats and alleged plots in several states. CBS's Jerika Duncan says body cam video shows a 15-year-old Florida boy being arrested after a violent posting.
He vowed to bring his father's M15 assault rifle to school and kill seven people at a minimum.
The little boy.
His mother insists it was a joke, but her son is still facing a felony charge. In Indiana, 38-year-old truck driver Thomas Matthew McVicker is in custody after a friend reported him for allegedly planning to carry out a mass shooting at a Memphis church and use his knife to slit a pastor's throat.
A possible national tragedy, you know, was avoided because this young lady did the right thing.
McVicker allegedly texted his friend, "I think I'm just going to kill some people on the street and get away with it, then kill myself." According to court papers, McVicker's mother confirmed her son is being treated for schizophrenia and that he owns a handgun.
Less than a week after he dealt with a standoff that left six officers wounded, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross has resigned. KYW Radio's Pat Loeb says it's alleged members of his department engaged in sexual harassment and gender discrimination. and people faced retaliation for speaking up.
Those allegations are contained in a lawsuit filed by two black female members of the police department in which they detail repeated alleged sexual harassment by male co-workers in the department, also denial of opportunities for advancement, which they say occurred because they are black females.
Ross, who is black, is one of the defendants in the suit. Two former big leaguers, Octavio Dotel and Luis Castillo, face charges in a drug investigation in the Dominican Republic. Police call it a major trafficking and money laundering operation. Time may be the enemy, but it's not slowing down searchers in the Atlantic off North Florida and Georgia for a pair of firefighters who took a boat for some fun late last week.
The two men failed to return from a fishing trip last Friday, but Jacksonville Coast Guard Commander Mark Vlawn says no one's given up on them.
At this point right now, we are still actively engaged in that search, and we still believe that that success is possible.
The pair sailed from Port Canaveral, but a volunteer boater found a tackle bag belonging to one of the men far north of there near St. Augustine. Searchers are concentrating on the area from there to Savannah, Georgia. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Walmart is suing Tesla, claiming the electric car company's energy division installed solar panels that caught fire on store roofs. The retailer says it happened 7 times, causing millions in damage. In Australia, a court has upheld the conviction of Cardinal George Pell, the highest-ranking Catholic leader found guilty of child sex abuse. Attorney Vivian Waller read a statement from one of the victims.
I am relieved by the decision of the Court of Appeal. It is 4 years since I reported to the police. The criminal process has been stressful.
TV personality Larry King is seeking a divorce from his 7th wife after 22 years of marriage. A sports star showed her stuff on a field where men play. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
We may have to start referring to Carly Lloyd as a two-sports star. While at Eagles camp, the soccer star proved she can kick in the NFL.
Yes! Yes!
During practice, she kicked a 55-yard field goal, which is not easy. Last year, there were about 800 field goals made, only 1.9% of them from the distance that she hit. And it was on the practice field goalpost, which is about half the distance wide of an actual one. And she still made it right through the middle. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, 17 months ago, we told the story of a man being charged with swiping actress Frances McDormand's freshly won Oscar at an after party. Well, the trial was due to start yesterday, but the case was dismissed. McDormand had told police she wasn't interested in any prosecution. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.